This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With the 17th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select C.D. Lamb, wide receiver.
Oh, they took him! They took him! Yes! Yes!
40 burger.
Oh my God!
No!
Yes,
Jeff! Cowboys now have the best receiving core in the NFL.
Oh, I have some bad news for the future. If we had to go back and tell Broadus and Jeff what was going to happen. But CeeDee Lamb had a top-notch first season in the NFL. But he said he looks to be an even better version of himself in 2021. So what I want to know from y'all is, what would that look like, both in terms of what you see on the field and then season stat line? And also for CeeDee Lamb, who is number two at Oklahoma, he said, I love having that jersey number two for sure. I'm going to retire that in my mind, but number 88 is definitely it for me. So okay. He's like, even when they change the rules, he's not switching. He's going to continue to be number 88. So there's your jersey info right there. But as far as CeeDee Lamb goes, what would that look like on the field for him to be better this upcoming year, which I think a lot of us are anticipating he takes another step forward? And what would that stat line look like?
Corey, before the stat line, I'll throw it to you here. He dropped a lot of easy catches. He dropped
two touchdowns.
He had an unbelievable – I know the touchdown catch that he did have, that highlight one, is one of the greatest catches I've ever seen for a touchdown. I mean, it's top 10, like, athletic. Like, how did you do that? I don't know if humans can do that. But he had another probably, I would say, a good 6 to 10 balls that were easy. Like, not contested, just easy catches, and two of them were for touchdowns. And he just dropped them. So if he were to catch all of the easy catches, that would be something he can improve on.
Kevin, what do you suppose CeeDee Lamb's catch percentage was last year?
Ooh. And so this is, I would say, like, I don't know, 65-ish%.
Wow. That is impressive. He was at 66% last year.
Oh, okay.
Which is better than Chris Chambers, who was like a career 50% catcher. And that is an inside joke for everybody.
Really,
anytime I make a reference to Chris Chambers, Mike, it's because I would always draft him in fantasy and then let myself down because he was a 50% catcher.
Mm.
That's pretty good. 66% is pretty good. You're right, Mike, though. There were big moments where you were like, that wasn't supposed to happen. And Michael Gallup, there were similar moments where you were like, that shouldn't have gone through his hands. I think one of the big factors, Kevin, you asked what it would look like. It's Dak on the field. Like,
yeah,
that, I think that matters
fair.
So much, because I think that Andy Dalton was very comfortable throwing to Michael Gallup in situations where he could have thrown it to somebody else. But he was like, well, I do think that in some situations he felt more comfortable with that guy. And I think Dak Prescott feels comfortable kind of throwing to anybody. And there was a time early in the season when it looked like he felt most comfortable finding CeeDee Lamb available and open as his option. So, and I don't know if that was because they were feeding it early and they were like, look, this is, he's there. We got to get him the ball. We got to use him. Or if they had just designed their offense to really take advantage of whoever, like, we got a dude who should be a number one receiver playing in the slot for us. And they were like, we can expose their nickel back. And I think that's something that, that Dak Prescott saw as maybe the most open receiver on the field. So that's the key for me this season is first and foremost, Dak has to be healthy on the field with him as a duo.
That makes a lot of sense to me. You probably won't be surprised that the early messages on the fan text from the 214, less drops for Lamb, from the 430, to stop dropping the effing ball. And so I think that is a big part of it to start off. So
935 yards is nothing to sneeze at, man.
No, absolutely not. But that's 25th in the league, so clearly very good for a rookie. So you look at his receptions, 27th in the league, yards, 25th in the league, touchdowns, 5, tied for 44th. And that's the thing, is like, that's really good. But I always felt like this season was going to be unfair to CeeDee Lamb, because you heard the reaction from Broadus and Jeff and the Team 40 Burger. And
I know Dak really did put unrealistic expectations on him.
And I know that Dak getting hurt changed a lot of things, but what was CeeDee Lamb going to do short of making his way to having memorabilia in the Hall of Fame like Justin Jefferson? What was he going to do that was going to satisfy people? Like, he had to put up 90 catches for 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns for people to be like, okay. You know, and like he
and I think
didn't.
To Corey's point, if Dak doesn't get hurt, I think there's probably 200 more yards.
Okay, so now you're at 1,100, which is great.
And let's just say, I'll say 2 more touchdowns.
Okay, so 1,135 and 7 touchdowns.
I think if Dak doesn't get hurt, that's probably his numbers.
Which is a phenomenal year. I just felt like the pressure on him going in was so immense. And think about it. We weren't even through the first season, and people were like, could he be our lead wide receiver?
Yeah.
Could he be the guy instead of...
I put it on him, but nice. I thought he would by the end of the year. You know, and like, unfortunately, after 4.5 games, you lost your quarterback, so it made it a little bit tougher. But I'll answer the question really quick, Corey. I think Kevin just put up my numbers. Almost 100 catches, 1,400 yards, and 8 to 10 touchdowns. That's my expectation for him because I have high expectations for him.
What's the most important number of that, Corey? Is it the touchdowns?
Repeat those one more time for me.
90, 1,400, and 8 to 10.
Touchdowns matter a lot. Actually, the touchdowns would be huge, but if I'm getting touchdowns from Amari or Michael Gallup, then I don't care. Right, so it really does depend on how those guys complement each other. Because Amari Cooper was your number one last year,
sure.
You know, like Amari Cooper, Kevin. I brought up my CeeDee Lamb's catch percentage. It was 66.7, so almost 67%. Michael Gallup's was 56%. Bad. That's not what you wanted. And then Amari Cooper was almost 70% catches. You know, like, he's catching almost everything, so he was your number one. So if you're getting 1,400 yards and that many touchdowns out of freaking CeeDee Lamb, then what are Amari's numbers? Because they've got to be really good too if the offense is clicking along that way. Or did he usurp him? I don't think he's going to usurp Amari Cooper in usage. I think they're always going to have Amari Cooper as their go-to guy first, but he might benefit the most from somebody else being exposed because they can match it up that way.
Do you guys want to see him look more physically, I don't know if imposing is the right word, but I mean, he looked really skinny. Like, he looked like a college kid. It's fine. Like, he was great. I'm not saying he wasn't a good rookie, but he's skinny. I mean, he's a little dude. Would you like to see him kind of come back to camp, maybe like, you know, 10 to 15 pounds heavier with, you know,
10,
muscle, not like yeah. Ezekiel Elliott, 10 to 15 pounds.
Wow.
But like,
I was going to say, I think 10 pounds of muscle. And I bet that's something he's considering as well, because you have to measure that out, right? And they have like all kinds of nutritionists and scientists doing the work, how much muscle you can put on without affecting your speed or agility or anything like that. So I'm sure they've got that system down in the offseason.
I mean, he should. Actually, I'm looking at pictures of his Instagram right now.
How does he look?
He looks a little thicker throughout the entire body. Because Mike, you're right. Like,
Instagram always makes Zion look skinnier. So.
He looked wiry coming in last year, and I so I know exactly what you're talking about. And Like, he looks like he's put on some good muscle. I'm not sure if he's playing at a different weight, but it looks like he's got, as of March 14th, yeah, man, he's got some good muscle on his body. But he was already lean and cut. It's just, can that muscle be an overpowering thing? I don't want him to lose any speed at all.
That's the one thing, is sometimes if they tell you in the offseason you got to put on 15 pounds, and you can put on 15 bad pounds, and now you're a little bit slower and not in and out of your breaks quick enough. So I'm not saying that, but, you know. Just to get – he did take some – even with Dak, right? I mean, he took some shots. He's not afraid over the middle to try to do something. And I know that it's not like 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but it does expose you still to getting hit kind of hard. I think he drew two or three 15-yard penalties, and I'm sure he doesn't even like drawing them from getting smoked over the middle.
From the 817, write it down. CeeDee Lamb, 1,150 yards, 80 catches, and 8 to 10 touchdowns. I really do think that if you hit that touchdown mark, we're all going to be pretty stoked, especially if that doesn't come with any injuries.
Did it say 15 touchdowns?
No. Did somebody say that?
I thought that's what you said.
No, 1,150 yards,
oh, okay.
80 catches, and 8 to 10 touchdowns. That's
the
thing.
A lot.
If that comes along because Amari Cooper got hurt, then you have to reevaluate. But if everybody stays healthy and he does that kind of production, and you get anywhere near what you would guess for Amari or Michael Gallup, I think we'll all be pretty damn pumped, right?
Yes.
Somebody's mad at you, Mike, for saying that he's skinny, and they're throwing out Randy Moss, and they're like, he was skinny. But he was also, what, 6'5", 6'4", 6'5"? And like,
yeah, I'm not saying it's a negative thing. I'm just saying, you know, if he did, like, what if he – I'm not saying he's going to come back and look like DK Metcalf or Michael Irvin. I'm not asking him to do that. I'm just saying at his age, what was he, 21 last year? Because he came out a year early. So, you know, you're supposed to usually put on a few pounds of, you know, you hope good weight, not bad weight, as you get into your mid-20s. And, you know, I could see that being an improvement. When Kevin's question is, how can we see a CeeDee Lamb get better? I would say – you know, obviously catching the ball of all the easy ones is number one. And then number two might be for me is, you know, get a little bit more physical. And it doesn't have to be looking like DK Metcalf. He's never going to be that. But, that super skinny, you know, I'd like to see him look a little bit more physically imposing.
From the 214, Jerry Jeudy is better than CeeDee Lamb will ever be. Good luck ever proving that. Who's throwing him the ball?
Elway.
Okay, well, I would probably take John Elway at this point, like current old John Elway, than Drew Locke.
Jerry Jeudy, I mean, had less yards and less touchdowns than he did last
and
year.
And less catches.
And less rushing touchdowns.
Oh.
CeeDee Lamb had a rushing touchdown.
I did not realize that.
The one that's always weird is I do think there will be a debate. I don't think there will ever be a debate with Jeudy and Lamb versus Ruggs. I still don't know what the Raiders were doing. Because we wouldn't have taken Ruggs. Let's just say it's CeeDee Lamb and Jeudy that go 1-2. The Cowboys aren't taking Henry Ruggs because he fell there.
No, I absolutely agree with you there.
But they probably would have taken Jeudy if he would have fallen there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.